أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأصابهم سيئات ما كسبوا والذين ظلموا من هؤلاء سيصيبهم سيئات ما كسبوا وما هم بمعجزين. أولم يعلموا أن الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يؤمنون. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب ثم لا تنصرون. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا بني اذهبوا فتحسسوا من يوسف وأخيه ولا تيأسوا من روح الله إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون. فقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر: قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لو يعلم المؤمن ما عند الله من العقوبة ما طمع في الجنة أحد، ولو يعلم الكافر ما عند الله من الرحمة ما قنط من الجنة أحد، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. When looking at the history of mankind, we see from the very beginning there is a battle between two opposing forces. When a person hears this, he naturally or she naturally thinks that these opposing forces are good and evil. However, there's another set of opposing forces that people often overlook that actually form the basis of our entire human history and speak volumes about life today. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decided that the jinn upon the earth had transgressed much beyond what could be acceptable, He then ordered the angels to come and to destroy that community. When the angels approached that community and they went to carry out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they found one baby and they felt this baby can't do anything wrong. So they kept the baby. They brought this infant back with them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they returned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them if they had carried out what He had requested. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted for the situation to occur such that this child, this infant, would survive. This child grew up in the company of angels who were perfect. And when that child spent time in the company of these parents, the angels, the child began to do what most children do. The child began to replicate the actions of his parents, of his surrogate parents, we can say. Slowly, the child began to learn only good and began to excel so much that he eventually outdid his parents. After all, his parents had no free will and the child had free will. The angels were merely doing what they were commanded to do, and this young jinn, who was now in a different environment, was doing what he saw everyone else do. Then one day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made an announcement to all that's in the heavens, and He said, "Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa," that I'm going to place on this earth a vice regent, a representative, someone to carry out my laws and my wishes. The angels were shocked. Everything the angels could have done, they did. And everything they saw from the community of jinn, they were confused and they asked, "أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَا?" Will you place upon the earth someone who will cause corruption and will cause bloodshed? وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ, while we glorify You, we recognize Your perfection, and we praise You, and we glorify You. So Allah Ta'ala turned to them and said, "Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun," verily I know that which you don't know. And the story goes, as many of us have heard it time and time again, that Allah Ta'ala made a creation which He named Adam alayhi salam. And Adam alayhi salam was taught the names of various things. And when he was taught the names of various things, Allah Ta'ala asked the angels to tell him, to inform him what these things are. The angels who were not taught and could not do beyond what Allah Ta'ala had permitted did not know the names of these things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then asked Adam, "أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ." Then when Adam, أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ, when he told them all the names, Allah Ta'ala asked, "Didn't I tell you that? That didn't I inform you that I know and you do not know? That I am aware of what is hidden in the heavens and earth?" So Adam alayhi salam was now the center of attention. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cemented his importance by asking the angels, by commanding them, Usjudu li Adam. And all of them bowed down. But that one child who had grown up doing so much submission now saw the favor of his Lord upon this creation that was hollow, that he swam through to test it and was excited about his hollowness, knowing that he can affect it and there won't be enough substance within this creation to be able to withstand any types of test. He refused to bow down. So our Lord, exalted as He, asked him, why didn't you bow down when I ordered you? So the young child, now grown up, had said that you made me from fire and you made him from clay. Thus this child, Azazil, had now disobeyed Allah. After a lifetime of obedience, he had disobeyed his Lord. And disobeyed his Lord in the grossest of ways. Tried to stand up in front of him and show him up in front of the angels. When this occurred, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to be exiled. But Azazil, he recognized that my Lord, even in his state of fury, can still grant me what I seek. So he made a dua, Anzirni ila yawmi yub'athun. Let me live till the end of time. Now the story continues that he's given respite till the end of time, and he now declares his intention to mislead the entire world. Eventually Adam alayhi salam is dwelling in paradise, and then he's given a spouse. وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. That from this nafs, Adam alayhi salam, his spouse was created, and he and Hawa alayhi salam lived in Jannah, enjoying the fruits, the bounties, the shade, and everything Allah had to offer. But they were told one thing, وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ. Don't come close to this tree. But shaitan, he caused them to slip. And so they ate from the tree, and they were exposed. Their deed was exposed, and their bodies were exposed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to then handle the situation such that they too would feel the results of their actions. But these two individuals, they were guided towards words that were very different than Iblis. They said, they did not say, أَنْذِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Rather, they said, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh, our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. And if you don't have mercy and forgive us, then we, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنْ الْخَاسِرِينَ, will be amongst those who are lost. This first story tells the tale of two combating forces, and tells the tale of a believer, because al-mu'minu bayn al-khawf wal-raja. Shaitan slipped because he was so worried and he was focused on the khawf. And Adam and Hawa alayhim as-salam, they were saved by a love of raja. Iblis, he looked at what could potentially happen and turned to Allah seeking respite. أَنذِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. But Adam and Hawa alayhim as-salam, their desire was different. They sought the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, we sit on a very special night, the 27th night. And if we only knew what this night meant, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةٌ قَدْرٌ. It's just not خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, but it's a second chance. This night represents the equivalent of rewards for one individual, a lifetime, 1,000 months, 83 and a third years, more than the average life expectancy. This night represents a chance to make up for the mistaken years that we have lived, for the slips and the falls, for the regrets and the remorse, This is our chance. And Allah Ta'ala revealed this night as a night of hope. Because He knew our enemy is such an enemy that he will want to destroy us by any means necessary. So He knew our enemy would attack from the front, he'd attack from the back, he'd attack from the right, he'd attack from the left, and He wanted to take all hope away from us. And sometimes the enemy is successful. Sometimes when we sit, especially at nights like this, in the darkness of our room, in the loneliness of our kitchen table, and we're drinking something, a cold glass of water, and we're thinking, where did life go wrong? I had so much promise. I had so much potential. I grew up wanting good, and in fact, most of the life that I have lived, I spent doing good. But she looked at me that way at work, and how could I say no? The drink was so sweet, and it had that one kick I needed. It made me forget and allowed me to drown my sorrows. I was stressed out. School was too difficult. So if I could just go to my room and click on a screen, then I'd be able to take my worries away and then just for a moment have some enjoyment. My family needed help. They needed a house. We were four and we wanted to grow. And we couldn't sit in just an apartment. So we decided to get some money. And yes, maybe some interest here and there. But what's the big deal? But then as we sat at that kitchen table at night, watching the clock tick by, we realized the destruction that came by the deeds of our own hands. So we sit depressed. And we sit wondering, is there any hope? Is there any hope for me? After all I've done, after all I thought I could do, and the mess I created, after everything I hoped to become, and what I see myself as today, is there any hope? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He speaks of a story of a very young man and his brothers, in its entirety, in the 12th chapter of his glorious book. Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, he was taken from his family by his brothers and thrown into a well. And in the darkness of that well, he sat looking at what life might be years from now. Allah reassured him. He was taken out of that well. And when he was taken out of the well, success and savior, only to be taken out and sold into slavery. And nights may have passed as a slave where he thought, what lies ahead? But Allah reassured him. Then brought to the home of the king, treated like a son by the king, only to have his desirous wife turn on him and try to take advantage of his beauty and innocence. And as he sat, staring at the king, staring at the wife, and seeing the situation that unraveled in front of him, thoughts may have passed his heart. But he stood firm, only to have the queen try to seduce him again, this time using the support of all the women of the community, and then he chose prison over the life of potential seduction, and as he sat in his prison, he must have looked ahead. Allah reassured him. Then, when he was in the prison, and he was able to guide two men to the deen, one who was executed, and one who would go on to serve the king, he reminded the one who would serve the king, that, I am here, please remind your king of me. But the servant forgot, the prisoner forgot. And as he sat for 12 more years, according to some of the ulama, he sat and stared at what life must be ahead of him. But Allah reassured him. Then the tale has another side of a group of brothers who thought if we just rid ourselves of this pest, we can then completely focus the love of our father upon us. But the father, upon losing his child, lost a part of him and he was never able to recover. So life continued, but as life continued, it wasn't the same happiness they had hoped. So one day, being defeated by the lack of rains, by the famine, and by the droughts, they headed towards the king, to his treasure, seeking some assistance. And when they sought permission, their father turned to them and said, Ya Bani, O my sons, Izhabu, go ahead. فَتَحَسَّسُوا مِنْ يُوسُفَ وَأَخِي Because they had gone, and in their own deception, they had also lost their other younger brother, Benjamin. So their father told them to go and search for both Yusuf and his brother. وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ And do not ever despair of the relief Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can grant. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ Verily the only one who despairs in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is whom? إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ is the disbelieving people. So they went, and what happened? The plot that they had planned years back in their home unraveled in front of them. And all the reassurances that Yusuf alayhi salam received from his Lord now came out in front. And he was able to confront his brothers, and they were able to reconcile, and holding nothing against them, they returned to form a family again. In this story, we see two types of people. One who began to despair, and one who didn't. And those who did not despair became successful. And Yusuf alayhi salam's father, Yaqub, gave the advice, La tayasu min rawhillah. Do not despair of the mercy, of the relief of your Lord. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ Indeed, he does not despair of the mercy of Allah except for the disbelieving people. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this verse. And when he recited this verse, he recited the verse that this is أحسن القصص. This is the best of stories. And looking at it 1400 years later, with the eyes of a sinner, I have to attest, Sadaqallah wa Sadaqa Rasuluh. That our Lord was truthful, and our Messenger was truthful, this is our perfect story. Because it speaks the tale of people who were at the brink of despairing in their Lord, but they saved themselves not by action, they saved themselves by belief in the mercy of their Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Qur'an that there'll be various types of tests that He can bring forth for people. وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرٌ That when difficulty touches mankind, دَعَانَا He calls upon us. ثُمَّ إِذَا خَوَّلْنَاهُ نِعْمَةً مِنَّا قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ بَلْ هِيَ فِتْنَةً That when we then bestow upon him our favor, he says, it's just from my knowledge. It was me who did this. I brought goodness. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ But most people, they just don't understand. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes further, a verse later, فَأَصَابَهُمْ سَيِّئَةُ بِمَا كَسَبُوا So their evil actions caused what they received. وَالَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا And those who wronged themselves, مِنْ هَؤُلَىٰ سَيُصِيبُهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا كَسَبُوا وَهُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ They'll be afflicted by evil from what they earn, and they will not, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ And they will as a result not be incapable. Don't these people know? أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ Don't these people recognize that it was never in their hands the first place? أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ That it was all in Allah's hands the first place, that He extends and expands the provision for whomever He wills, however He wills. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ These are signs for the believing people. So, O Messenger of Allah, with this background, declare one statement. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي O my servants, الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ Those who wrong themselves, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ Do not despair of the mercy of Allah.
who not قل يا عبادي الذين آمنوا لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. That wasn't the command. Nor was it قل يا عبادي الذين أحسنوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. That wasn't the command either, that those who actually did good, they shouldn't worry about Allah's mercy. No, Allah has proven that He loves us more than our parents love us. Because even when a child messes up, the parents turn to the husband, if it's the wife, and says, do you know what your son did today? Do you know what your daughter did today? As if all of a sudden, it's not my son or daughter anymore, it's only yours. When that child graduates medical school, did you see how my child walked across stage? Allah did not cut Himself off from us. In the moments of despair, in the moments of grief, in the moments of regret and remorse, الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, when we went and wronged ourselves by sinning against Allah, إِنَّمَا بَغْيَكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ, our passions only against ourselves, we have forgotten one thing, وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ اللَّهَ فَتِيلًا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ اللَّهَ, what's fatila? Fatila is when you open that date and you take out that pit and there's a small little thread that's connected to the pit and you pull it out and it looks like a little rope. That's fatila. That Allah does not even oppress us that small amount. He doesn't oppress us the amount of the date, nor the seed, nor inside that little string that tears off. He doesn't even oppress us that much. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, oh, you who oppress yourselves, أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, I didn't do anything to you, but despite the fact that you did wrong, I will not let you go. يَا عِبَادِي, O my servants. O my servants who went into the depths of your bedroom and opened up the browser and thought no one else was watching but yourselves, and you forgot that I also was watching, don't despair my mercy. O my servants, the ones who went at night to that casino and put in a few coins, thinking I can get a great return and no one will notice me, you forgot that I was with you and I was watching. Don't despair in my mercy. O my servants, the ones who grief or despair overtook them, and you made your way to the store and picked up a can or bottle that you never thought you'd touch your entire life, do not despair in my mercy. O my servants, the one who went and got something to smoke that can land him in jail, and hid in his room to smoke it out of fear that he would go to jail in this world, not fearing the prison of the hereafter, you too don't despair in my mercy. O my servants, who left your spouses, who left your friends, who left your families, who could not take advantage of being single to worship me, who allowed his or her desires to overrun him and spent that night with someone who he shouldn't have spent, do not despair in my mercy. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, my servants, الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't despair. Don't despair. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. That I, Allah, take upon my shoulders the responsibility to forgive all of you. When the half-brother of Abu Jahl was tricked by Abu Jahl to go back all the way to Medina to Munawwara, and then to what? Give up his Islam out of fear that his mother would be hurt. And he sat there wandering the night staring at the sky. Allah Ta'ala sent down the verse, Ya Ibadi, my servants, الَّذِي أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, who went beyond zina, who went beyond pornography, who went beyond theft, who went beyond crack and marijuana and weed, who went beyond alcohol, who went beyond drinking, who went beyond stealing, who went beyond all of these things, who left me when I didn't leave you. No, I still have not left you. When you left me for your idols, I stood waiting for you. When you left me for that stone, I stood waiting for you. And know, my servants, when you leave me in the future, I will still stand there waiting for you. The Quran is forever It is not for yesterday. It is not for today. It is not only for tomorrow. It was, is, and always will be the words of Allah. Our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions on the narration of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, through a connected chain that it's received to us, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الْمُؤْمِنُ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنَ الْعُقُوبَةِ, that if only the believer knew what type of punishment Allah has waiting, مَا طَمِعَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, he would never be able to hope for Jannah. وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُ الْكَافِرُ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ, but if the disbeliever knew what waits with his Lord in the form of mercy, مَا قَنَتَ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ أَحَدٌ, not one person would ever despair of attaining Jannah. Our Lord has created such a mercy, or our Lord has such a mercy, I should say, that mercy is so powerful that the one who did not even recognize the bounty of his Lord or believe in him, if he saw the mercy of his Lord, even he would think, I have hope to enter into paradise. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Life isn't easy. Life was never meant to be easy. Life began for human beings in paradise, and it'll return to paradise. But all of us know that when we're driving and we get lost, those moments of being lost are the most frustrating, most frightening, most forgettable moments ever. Going to a neighborhood and seeing faces we don't know, seeing people approach the car and not have the GPS working, not sure in this small town in the south if you're ever going to find your way around and out of there, and not knowing what they think of a person like you, getting lost is the worst feeling. And we, on our path back to Jannah, have gotten lost. But Allah Ta'ala tells us, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, that here is what you need to say. Guide us on the straight path. Then Allah Ta'ala takes us and He walks us into Jannah. Today's day and age is not easy. In today's day and age, we are seeing Sadaqa Rasulullah, that his statements were true, that verily a person will wake up as a Muslim and go to sleep as a disbeliever. And verily a person will wake up as, go to sleep as a believer, and he'll wake up as a disbeliever. This is how rough time has come today. It's not hard to, it's not easy to tell her no. She smiles at me the way my wife smiled at me 20 years ago, but for some reason has left that smile. She makes me feel happy the way no other girl in my chemistry class can make me feel happy. He makes me feel special. Every brother in the MSA walks by without saying salam, but he sits down next to me and sees what I need. And then the heart becomes enamored, and then the limbs follow. Even in that state, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. It's not easy. When the world makes you remember how horrible life is, a small little joint, a small little cup allows me to forget. And if I just take it in for a few moments, I know I'll leave it tomorrow, but for now I need it. Life isn't easy. I know I shouldn't, but it's not my fault my parents won't let me get married. It's not my fault every guy or every girl I see says no. I tried to be righteous. Now what do you expect of me? I have needs as well and I have desires. So I'm not harming a person. It's only a computer. And those people are voluntary in their actions, so I'm not harming them. Even then Allah does not turn away from us. He knows life is not easy. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah wants for us ease. He does not want for us difficulty. He wants for us Jannah. He does not want from us Jahannam. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ بِهِ. For what benefit does it provide our Lord that He punishes us? He doesn't want to give us punishment. If we're just grateful, and if we just believe. But life isn't easy. But life was never meant to be easy. Jannah was meant to be easy. Life was meant to be a moment in the vastness of time where we open our eyes and see that we have a generous Lord that awaits. So generous is our Lord that when we reach our hand to say salam to a believing brother or a sister does to a believing sister, and just by maintaining that handshake, all of the sins that have made this heart black begin to drop to the ground and forever leave, such that on the day of judgment it will not sit in our scales. So generous is our Lord that just by doing wudu, which is mandatory to leave Him, every drop of water that falls carries a sin with it, to the extent that when the believer completes his wudu and merely recites a few words from the sunnah dua, not only did those deeds fall away, but every gate of paradise will call to him saying, enter me, enter me. So generous is our Lord that the ones who sought to end the life of the man who sought to bring life to this world, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they too were given Islam. So generous is our Lord that the brothers who threw a prophet into the well were elevated as being the relatives of one of the kings of this world. So generous is our Lord when the woman came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and proclaimed her guilt for adultery. And he was forced to throw upon her stones to give her the had punishment, that when some blood fell upon one of the Sahaba and they complained of this, he said, do not complain. For verily, her tawbah was so accepted that if we were to spread it around the entire city, the entire community of believers, it would forgive all of us for our sins. So merciful is our Lord. If we paid the fee of a vacation and traveled to a place where 5-star hotels are now subclass, 7-8 stars exist, and if we walk around a cube, if we run back and forth, not even run, if we pace back and forth between 2 marble-coated mountains and throw a few stones at a few pillars and stand or sit or lay down or sleep in an area where there's sometimes that's the only thing you can do, He returns you back to your life as if you're a newborn child. So merciful is our Lord that He removed shaitan after 11 months of treating us like sock puppets. And He gives us Ramadan. And for the faster every day, there's forgiveness. And at the end of the month, everything is forgiven. Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. Oh mankind, what has made you deluded? What has deceived you from your generous Lord? ما يفعل بعذابكم إن شكرتم آمنتم به. أو كما قال الله تعالى, that your Lord has no need or will or desire to punish you, and He will not do it. What good will He do for him? In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there lived a man named Nu'iman. Nu'iman was one of the funniest of Sahaba. If only the comedians of today can see the pure humor of that Sahabi, who had the guts to make people laugh, such that he fooled people to urinate in the masjid. And he had the guts to ask a traveler, do you want something to eat? And when he says yes, he goes and he, without the man knowing, slaughters that man's camel, roasts it, and presents it to him as a meal to eat. And then tells the Messenger of Allah, oh, I'm not worried, I know you'll pay for it. This same man was a drunkard, and he was a heavy drunkard. And he would drink and drink and drink. And what happened? When he was being flogged, when some of the Muslims began to speak ill of him, that how could he go back to the bottle again? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped them, said, do not speak of him this way. Do not aid shaitan against your brother. He believes in Allah and fears Him. So merciful is our Lord that in the time of Bani Israel, a man came with 100 people whom he had put to death. And no one wakes up killing a person. So think of all the sins that led to him getting to that path. And after killing 100 people, the only good deed he had to do was begin a journey away from his hometown to the new town. And he passes away in the process. And after a long debate, because his body is closer to the point of departure, the angels of hell want to claim him from themselves, but Allah makes the earth shift and puts him to, closer to his new city. The angels of heaven take him into paradise. Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. So merciful is our Lord, that when a man by the name of Tulayha al-Asdi had the opportunity to remain on belief with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he left the path and he called people to him to be a prophet and he claimed prophethood, and then he misled hordes and hordes of people, but then when he was captured he repented and became Muslim. So merciful was our Lord that in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, this Tulayha became shaheed in his promised Jannah. He insults Allah by claiming for what Allah's beloved has to be for himself. And how does Allah reward him? How does Allah, quote unquote, punish him? By giving him the death of a shaheed and puts him to Jannah. So merciful is our Lord that the woman who made our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cry by cutting open the body of his uncle and mutilating him and eating from his organs, Allah let her taste the sweetness of our faith. And she became a Sahabiya, radiallahu anha, radiallahu anhum wa radu anhu. Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. Do you think, O people, that your ability to sin outdoes my Lord's ability to forgive? Do you think your created ability to sin outdoes my Lord's eternal ability to forgive? Do you think that your ability, my ability to sin, will outdo the mercy of that Creator who one part of His mercy allows rains to fall upon disbelievers and believers alike, the sun to shine upon believers and disbelievers alike? Is this how great we think ourselves? Are we gods ourselves now that we can outdo our Lord through sin? Even Shaitan has hope for the Day of Judgment. He hopes before it comes that perhaps he can do tawbah. Even Shaitan has hope. Even Shaitan has hope. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his preaching having passed a decade now, or nearing a decade, had a group of his followers take him to a valley to protect him from the constant attacks and threats of the Quraysh. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went there, the Quraysh then sealed them off for 2.5 years. He saw his friends pass away. He saw the children of his friends cry and shriek while starving to death. He saw the elderly who supported him begin to become so emaciated they could not move. And then, at the end of these 2.5 years, he saw his companion of over 20 years now leave this world. The only wife he had married, the mother of his children, parted. And he saw the man who took care of him when his mother and his father and his grandfather were no longer there, die outside the state of Islam. And seeking to continue his mission, he goes to a neighboring town that are competitors with the Meccans. And he begins to preach the deen there. He begins to call them away from a fire that is waiting to devour them. And what do? They insult him. Allah chose you as a prophet? Couldn't He have chose anyone better? They begin to ridicule him. I don't want to speak to you. If you're a prophet, I don't want to speak ill of a prophet. And if you're not, I don't want to speak to a liar. And they call the worst people of that city to chase out the best of all creation. And they are flogging, they're throwing stones upon him. parts of his body split after being hit by so many stones and bleed so much that the angels in their anger come from our Lord upon command, willing to take this town and crush it between the two mountains that it lays in between. But our Prophet didn't despair. He was down, but he wasn't out. Because, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls him on a journey that takes him to Masjid al-Aqsa to meet all the prophets, and takes him to Jannah to have a conversation with our Lord, and returns him back to earth with the gift of salah. It may just seem like a story, but have we ever thought that our messenger was never put into a situation except that he was giving us a lesson? And perhaps we should recognize that the lesson in this story is what? That when a person is at his low, Allah is still near. And Allah is just waiting. Oh, my servant, turn to me, and I will turn back to you so quickly that I will answer every desire that you have. And our messenger did that when he began to cry out, Allahumma ashku du'fa quwwati. That, my Lord, I complain of the weakness of myself. Wa qillat hilati. And the weak, and the few, the limited nature of my resources. Wa hawani ala nas. And the way that I am looked down upon by mankind. Ya arhamar rahimin. Oh, the merciful, the most merciful. Anta rabbul mustada'afin. You are the Lord of us weak ones. Wa anta rabbi, and you are my Lord. Ila man takilni. Ila ba'idin natajahulani. Who, to whom will you entrust me to? Someone distant? Is that who? Who will in essence ruin me? Am ila aduwin, or to an enemy, malaktahu amri, who will take over my affairs? But oh my Lord, you don't do things to harm us. In lam yakun bika alayya ghadab, fala ubali. If you are not angry with me, fala ubali, I don't care. I don't care. And Allah showed him, my servant, I am not angry with you. Tonight we sit in a night that Ali radiallahu anhu said that this is a proof of Allah's love for us. That this night was revealed so that people like us who will only live a small number of years, only a few decades, can stand in competition with the people on the Day of Judgment who've lived hundreds of years and have acts outdo their acts. They had hundreds of years to sin. We have only a few hours to worship. Those few hours are calculated and they become 83 years of worship. نَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. Our Lord, He loves us. My Lord loves you, and your Lord loves me. And how do I know this? What is the proof? The proof is He made you believers, and He made me a believer. In a day and age when the world is running away from Him, He took us out from our lives, and He gave us a special invitation to His home at a time of the night where He Himself, not one of His hosts, He Himself comes down and asks, who amongst you is seeking anything from me that I may grant it to him? Who amongst you is seeking forgiveness so I may forgive him? مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. So tonight is not the night of speeches. Tonight is a night of power. And that power was given by the most powerful, our Lord. So tonight we raise our hands and we make an intention that I've made mistakes such that I'll be embarrassed to meet my Lord. But my Lord took Sahaba who committed zina, and he made them who committed zina before, and he brought them deen such that they never went back to it. When that young man came out and said, O Messenger of Allah, give me permission to commit zina. That's the extreme he reached. Give me permission to commit zina. Rasulullah ﷺ made dua for him, and that was taken out of his heart. مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. So before we make dua, sit down and reflect all the potential I had, what has come of it. But though my potential may have gone sour, my Lord's reality still remains. That He is who He is, and I am who I am.
My job is not to forgive, his job is to forgive. My job is just to seek. As we're sitting and reflecting, as is the habit of many of our teachers, sometimes we don't know what to reflect about, reflect on. So they provide us a few words in poetry, a few words that help us think, what is it that I should reflect on? So if you don't know what to reflect on, just listen to a few words that our beautiful scholars have told us. My heart is quickly pacing as I'm thinking of your beauty. Your name is sin erasing, lights a flame of love inside me. My heart is quickly pacing. Your glory we are praising, your greatness is amazing. Every teardrop from my eye is a proof that you are lovely. My heart is simply racing. I'm smiling at your splendor. I am humbled by your power. In my heart's abandoned corner has become a lively city. My heart is simply racing. As I contemplate your beauty, your name is sin erasing, lights a flame of love inside me. My heart is quickly pacing. Just to live among your loved ones and to die upon your doorstep. Just to live among your loved ones and to die upon your doorstep. I believe firmly you are my first, my last, my only. My heart is simply racing. I am drowning in your bounties, but ashamed that I am sinful. I am drowning in your bounties, but ashamed that I am sinful. Oh my Lord, you are so great, I hope you will forgive me. My heart is simply racing. As I contemplate your beauty, your name is sin erasing, lights a flame of love inside me. My heart is quickly pacing. All I seek is your forgiveness and to save me from the darkness. All I seek is your forgiveness and to save me from the darkness. Please fill my heart with your love and shower me with mercy. My heart is simply racing. I'm standing as a beggar at the door of my Creator. I'm standing as a beggar at the door of my Sustainer. O people of the dunya, in Allah I found all I need. My heart is simply racing as I think of Your Majesty. Your name is sin erasing, lights a flame of love inside me. My heart is quickly pacing. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Our Lord exalted as He has said in His words that لله الأسماء الحسنى فدعوه بها. For Allah are the beautiful names, so call upon Him by it. In one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies something called Ismul A'zam. This is the great name by which our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that anyone who calls upon Allah by the Ism of Ismul A'zam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept any dua from that person. So we don't know what the exact Ismul A'zam is, but if we call upon Him by all of His names, then we're sure to at least receive that benefit. So our mashayikh all around the world, they have made it such that when dua is made, very famous long time ago, Sheikh Muhammad Jibril would do this when we were younger. I remember hearing it. He would say a word of a name of Allah in his khatam dua, then everyone would say, Ya Allah. And then he would say the next name and everyone would say, Ya Allah. Calling upon Allah by all of His names. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad barik sallim. Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu. Huwa Allah. Ar-Rahmanu ya Allah. Ar-Rahimu ya Allah. Al-Maliku ya Allah. القدوس يا الله السلام يا الله المؤمن يا الله المهيمن يا الله يا عزيز يا الله الجبار يا الله المتكبر يا الله الخالق يا الله البارئ يا الله المصور يا الله الغفار يا الله الغفار يا الله القهار يا الله الوهاب يا الله الرزاق يا الله الفتاح يا الله العليم يا الله القابض يا الله الباسط يا الله الخافض يا الله الرافع يا الله المعز يا الله المذل يا الله السميع يا الله البصير يا الله
الحكم يا الله العدل يا الله اللطيف يا الله الخبير يا الله الحليم يا الله الحليم يا الله العظيم يا الله الغفور يا الله الغفور يا الله الشكور يا الله العلي يا الله الكبير يا الله الحافظ يا الله المقيت يا الله الحسيب يا الله الجليل يا الله الكريم يا الله الرقيب يا الله المجيب يا الله الواسع يا الله الحكيم يا الله الودود يا الله الودود يا الله المجيد يا الله الباعث يا الله الباعث يا الله الشهيد يا الله الحق يا الله الوكيل يا الله القوي يا الله المتين يا الله الولي يا الله الولي يا الله الحميد يا الله المحسي يا الله المبدي يا الله المعيد يا الله المحيي يا الله المحيي يا الله المميت يا الله الحي يا الله القيوم يا الله الواجد يا الله الماجد يا الله الواحد يا الله الأحد يا الله الصمد يا الله القادر يا الله المقتدر يا الله المقدم يا الله المؤخر يا الله الأول يا الله الآخر يا الله الظاهر يا الله الباطن يا الله الوالي يا الله المتعالي يا الله البر يا الله التواب يا الله التواب يا الله المنتقم يا الله العفو يا الله العفو يا الله الرؤوف يا الله المالك ملك ذو الجلال والإكرام يا الله المقسط يا الله الجامع يا الله الغني يا الله المغني يا الله المانع يا الله الضار يا الله النافع يا الله النور يا الله الهادي يا الله البديع يا الله الباقي يا الله الوارث يا الله الرشيد يا الله الصبور يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله a group of your servants come tonight ya Allah in the night of the last nights and the night of power ya Allah a night in the nights of Ramadan ya Allah that is quickly slipping away from our fingers ya Allah we come with the mountain of sins ya Allah we come so crushed that we're barely able to stand ya Allah we've come disgusted with ourselves ya Allah we come embarrassed of ourselves ya Allah we come sitting here ya Allah wondering how could we even be in your house after being
became your enemy for 11 months, Ya Allah. How could we have turned away from you, expect you to turn towards us, Ya Allah? But oh Allah, you are our creator, Ya Allah. We are your servants, Ya Allah. So we raise our hands to you tonight, Ya Allah. And we say, enough is enough, Ya Allah. Just make us pious, Ya Allah. Make us pious, Ya Allah. Stop having us cheat on you, Ya Allah. Stop letting us cheat on you, Ya Allah. This is the greatest of cheating, Ya Allah. It's the greatest of crime, Ya Allah. That we are sinning against you and we eat the food you give us, Ya Allah. That we eat, that we sin against you and we sleep on the bed you gave us, Ya Allah. That we sin against you and we breathe the air you gave us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, change us, Ya Allah. We recite the Quran that you gave us, Ya Allah, and we curse with that tongue, Ya Allah. We read the Quran, the eyes you gave us, and we look at lewd things with those eyes, Ya Allah. We walk towards the masjid with these feet, Ya Allah, and we walk into clubs with them at night, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we come broken and battered, Ya Allah. Shaitan has battered us, Ya Allah. Shaitan has brought us to bring the destruction, Ya Allah. And then you came, Ya Allah, and brought us Ramadan, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you would not have let us enter this month, Ya Allah, except you have something better planned for us, Ya Allah. Do not let us drown in our own sins, Ya Allah. Do not let us drown in our own sins, Ya Allah. Do not let us drown in our own sins, Ya Allah. Do not let us drown these diseases that flood our hearts, Ya Allah. The hatred, the vanity, the anger, the pride, the ostentation, all of these things, Ya Allah. We're so happy with ourselves, Ya Allah, yet we're so disgusting, Ya Allah. We turn to you, Ya Allah. We come with the mountain of sins, Ya Allah, and we turn to the only one who's able to remove it from our backs, Ya Allah. Forgive us this night, 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 Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us this night, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we don't deserve to be forgiven, Ya Allah. Forgive us anyway, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, everyone else is more worthy of you than us, Ya Allah, but we still ask of you, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we come with mountains of sins, Ya Allah, that has crushed us, Ya Allah. Remove this from our back, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we call upon you, the Lord who loves us, Ya Allah, more than our own mothers, Ya Allah. Our mothers would never throw us into hell, Ya Allah. Do not throw us into hell, Ya Allah. Do not throw us into hell, Ya Allah. Do not throw us into hell, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, though we may have deserved it, Ya Allah, take us out, Ya Allah. Allahumma jinnah minan nar. Allahumma jinnah minan nar. Allahumma jinnah minan nar. Ya Mujiru, Ya Mujiru, Ya Mujir. Oh Allah, save us from ourselves, Ya Allah. Shaitan left, but he left a replacement of himself within us, Ya Allah. Save us from ourselves, Ya Allah. Make us human again, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we want to love you, Ya Allah. Teach us to love you. We want to worship you. Teach us to worship you. We want to be human, Ya Allah. Let us be human, Ya Allah. We want to serve the creation. Let us serve the creation. We want to worship you. Let us worship you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we turn to you, Ya Allah. We come with nothing to offer you, Ya Allah. What kind of guest are we? When any guest goes to the home of a host, he brings a gift, Ya Allah. We've come with nothing, just the stench of our own sins, Ya Allah. Instead of coming here, Ya Allah, oh Allah, coming as a guest, Ya Allah, we've come as the worst guest, Ya Allah. We've come with the stench of our sins, Ya Allah. The stench of our sin is polluting this world, Ya Allah. What kind of guests are we, Ya Allah? You invite us into our home and gave us 20 different individual opportunities to pray to you tonight, Ya Allah, and we sat in the back talking to others over you, Ya Allah. You gave us 20 different opportunities to call on you, Ya Allah, and we stood in front of you and we're thinking of her from work, we're thinking of her from school, we're thinking of her from class, Ya Allah. We're thinking, what's the next opportunity I'll have to click on that device, Ya Allah. We're thinking, how can I consume something else, Ya Allah. We're thinking, where is that glass with my comfort juice, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we entered your home, Ya Allah, and we're the worst of guests, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Have mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Ar-Rahmanu, Ya Allah. Have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Ar-Rahimu, Ya Allah. Grant us your mercy in the hereafter, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, on that day, Ya Allah, who will save us, Ya Allah? No one will save us, Ya Allah. Hellfire will call upon us, Ya Allah. It is only you, Ya Allah, who can change us so we never face that fate, Ya Allah. Change us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, look at the individuals sitting in front of you today, Ya Allah. There are white beards. There are children. There are young men who could have been doing whatever they want. There are women at home listening. They are giving up their days and nights to let their husbands be in the masjid, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we've locked ourselves in the masjid this last 10 days and nights, Ya Allah. We are seeking only you, Ya Allah. Look at the people sitting in front of you today, Ya Allah. If they had someone like Rasulullah in front of them, they would have been molded, Ya Allah. They have me as their imam, Ya Allah. What hope do they have, Ya Allah? But a mu'min's supposed to be bain al-khawf wa-raja, Ya Allah. So Allah provide them that raja, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give them hope, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, show them, Ya Allah, that all of us can turn back to you, Ya Allah. The sinning one who is speaking and the ones who are listening, we can all turn back to you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if Ma'iz was brave enough to attain your forgiveness, Ya Allah, by attesting to his sins, then we attest to our sins today as well, Ya Allah. We say that the Imrat al-Ghamidiyya, Ma'iz al-Aslami, and all the others, Ya Allah, they spoke to you, Ya Allah. They bore witness of their sins. We bear witness of our sins tonight, Ya Allah. Internet, guilty, Ya Allah. Drinking, guilty, Ya Allah. Fornicating, we're guilty, Ya Allah. Not allowing the gaze, we're guilty, Ya Allah. Consuming interest, we're guilty, Ya Allah. Stealing, we're guilty, Ya Allah. Cheating on tests, we're guilty, Ya Allah. Abusing our wives, we're guilty, Ya Allah. Harming our children, we're guilty, Ya Allah. Thinking of other than you in prayer, we're guilty, Ya Allah. Sleeping through the prayer, we're guilty, Ya Allah. Hiding our fast such that our hearts and our bodies are filled with other than you, while we stay away from food and secretly eat in the corners, we're guilty, Ya Allah. Visiting the clubs, we're guilty, Ya Allah. Visiting the bars, we're guilty, Ya Allah. Wishing some days that we weren't Muslim, we're guilty, Ya Allah. Wishing some days that life was easier, not even considering our brothers and sisters who are dying overseas, who have to eat the flesh of animals that are rotting away. We're guilty, Ya Allah. Not thanking you for the water you give us as pure, we're guilty, Ya Allah. Not thanking you for the families you've given us, we're guilty, Ya Allah. Not thanking you for such a beautiful community that actually listens to a sinner despite his sins, we're guilty, Ya Allah. Not thanking you for giving us carpet to just touch up on it, we're guilty, Ya Allah. We're guilty of everything, Ya Allah. If we spend all the rest of the days, Ya Allah, naming our sins, we're guilty, Ya Allah. So we come to you in your court and we say we're so guilty, Ya Allah, that there's no punishment that can punish us properly, Ya Allah. But we're not looking at a punisher, we're looking at Rahman. And you said, "Ana inda dhanni abdi bi." So our opinion of you, Ya Allah, is you will forgive, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Change our mountains of sins into good deeds, Ya Allah. Change our lives that have gone away from you, take it back to you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, Umar radiallahu anhu woke up one morning, he went to sever the head from the Prophet's body, Ya Allah. That night he was loving Rasulullah. Oh Allah, we never intended to do that, Ya Allah. So change us as you changed Umar, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, Abu Sufyan marched and marched and marched to try to kill the Prophet, Ya Allah. We've never done that, Ya Allah. You made him a supporter of the deen, Ya Allah. Make us a supporter of the deen, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, Hind radiallahu anha, she mutilated the family of the Prophet, Ya Allah. We would never even think of that, Ya Allah, by your tawfiq. So Allah, guide us as you guided her, Ya Allah. Ikra bin Abi Jahl, Ya Allah. He grew up in the house of the Pharaoh, Ya Allah. The Fir'aun, the Hadi al-Ummah, was his father, Ya Allah. And you changed his heart to be believers, Ya Allah. So despite whatever we are, Ya Allah, change the hearts of our children to be your believers, Ya Allah. He was a Fir'aun. His son was a believer, Ya Allah. We are evil, Ya Allah. We don't even joke. We don't even hide it, Ya Allah. Save our children, Ya Allah. Preserve our children, Ya Allah. Forgive our children, Ya Allah. Raise our children, Ya Allah. Make them pious, Ya Allah. Accept them, Ya Allah. Grant them Jannah, Ya Allah. Protect them from the fitna, Ya Allah. Allah, how many more stories am I going to hear, Ya Allah, of people who come to me and say, "I no longer believe in Allah." Allah, how many children did I teach with my own hands? Do I have to go and talk to their parents and say, "Your son no longer believes in Allah"? Oh Allah, stop this, Ya Allah. Stop this, Ya Allah. Don't let our children see that day, Ya Allah. Don't let our children see that day, Ya Allah. Don't let them ever taste disbelief, Ya Allah. Don't let us ever taste disbelief, Ya Allah. Don't let our siblings taste disbelief, Ya Allah. Don't let our spouses taste disbelief, Ya Allah. Don't let our parents and grandparents taste disbelief, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you are the guide, Ya Allah. Guide us. Allahumma hdina fiman hadayt, wa afina fiman afayt, wa tawallana fiman tawallayt, wa barikna fiman a'tayt, wa qina sharra ma qadayt, fa innaka taqdi wa la yuqda alayk, Ya Allah. So Allah, decide for us goodness, Ya Allah. Allahu ghani wa antum fuqara. We are the fuqara, Ya Allah. The faqirs of this world have come to your home today, Ya Allah. We have not gone to the home of a millionaire. We have not gone to the home of a billionaire. We have not gone to the home of a trillionaire. We have gone to the Lord of all those people, Ya Allah. Our Lord, we've come knocking at your door, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you said in your Quran to us, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. When the person asks, don't turn him away, Ya Allah. So we come to you, Ya Allah, and we say these are your words, Ya Allah. And we are asking today, Ya Allah, do not turn us away, Ya Allah. Do not turn us away, Ya Allah. Save the Muslims across the world, Ya Allah. Protect them, Ya Allah. There are Muslims starving, Ya Allah. Allah, we don't know how it feels to starve, Ya Allah. We have one chicken piece too little and we're complaining at the time of iftar, Ya Allah. They have to sacrifice their children in the heat of the starvation that they're facing, Ya Allah. Oh, the Muslims who have to face oppressors, Ya Allah. We live under non-Muslims who aren't oppressing us. They have Muslims who are oppressing them, Ya Allah. Take them out of their oppression, Ya Allah. Remove the oppressors, Ya Allah. Free Masjid al-Aqsa, Ya Allah. Free Masjid al-Aqsa, Ya Allah. Free Masjid al-Aqsa, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, your messenger, he ascended from there, Ya Allah. He went up to the heavens from there, Ya Allah. Remove the oppressors from there, Ya Allah. Remove the tyrants from there, Ya Allah. Let the 70-year-olds and 80-year-olds, let the 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds, let everyone be able to pray in that masjid again, Ya Allah. Let them pray in that masjid again, Ya Allah. How their hearts must break, Ya Allah, to see that masjid, Ya Allah, and they cannot go inside. The masjid where your Rasul stood, the masjid where all the Anbiya stood, Ya Allah. Free Masjid al-Aqsa, Ya Allah. Remove the oppression across the world, Ya Allah. Stop the Muslims and non-Muslims from oppression, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, guide us, Ya Allah. Guide the non-Muslims, Ya Allah. Grant them your Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, what difference does it make, Ya Allah? You are all powerful, Ya Allah. If you put us into hell, you are great. If you put us into heaven, you're great. It makes no difference, Ya Allah. It makes no difference, Ya Allah. You are great, Ya Allah. But it makes all the difference for us, Ya Allah. Guide the non-Muslims to Islam, Ya Allah. Grant them the Jannah, Ya Allah. Grant us Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let us leave this night fully forgiven, Ya Allah. Make us hafaz of your Quran, Ya Allah. Make us true hafaz so we practice your Quran. We read your Quran. We memorize your Quran. We believe in your Quran. We preach your Quran, Ya Allah. We understand your Quran, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us people, Ya Allah, who when the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sees on the Day of Judgment, he's proud of us, Ya Allah. Let him be proud of us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let him be proud of us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if you and the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam can be proud of us, Ya Allah, that is it. Our entire lives are made, Ya Allah. It is completely made, Ya Allah. إِن لَمْ يَكُنْ عَلَيَّ غَضَبْ فَلَا أُبَالِي يَا اللَّهِ فَلَا أُبَالِي يَا اللَّهِ. Oh Allah, be happy with us, Ya Allah. Be happy with us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, even though we've angered you, be happy with us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, even though we've turned away from you, be happy with us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, before we can turn to you in repentance, you must turn to us, Ya Allah. So turn to us, Ya Allah. ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُ. Turn to us first, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we sit here, Ya Allah, and we're raising hands that are sinful hands, Ya Allah. If everyone could see what these hands did, Ya Allah, no one would ever want to touch these hands, Ya Allah. But they're the only hands we have, Ya Allah. So we raise them to you, Ya Allah. And we ask you to give, Ya Allah. You are Al-Wahhab, Ya Allah. Give to us, Ya Allah. Gift us, Ya Allah. Gift us guidance, Ya Allah. Gift us protection, Ya Allah. Gift us wealth to give sadaqah, Ya Allah. Gift us intellect by which we can help solve problems in this world today, Ya Allah. Give us abilities, Ya Allah, to be able to do research for your deen, to show people the beauty of your deen, Ya Allah. Gift us intelligence so we can go approach people who do not love you, Ya Allah, and bring your love to them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, guide us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, this room is dark right now, and tonight it may be cramped, Ya Allah, but it's nothing compared to the darkness or the crampedness of the grave, Ya Allah. That grave will be so cramped, Ya Allah, that when it begins to squeeze, Ya Allah, the ribs will begin to intertwine, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if someone begins to give us a bear hug, we start to cry. If someone gives us a paper cut, we start to cry. If it's too hot, we complain. How will we survive that torment in the grave, Ya Allah, when the ribs intertwine, when the snakes descend, when the scorpions descend, when the angels who've had mercy removed from their hearts descend? What will we do, Ya Allah, when they have anvils and hammers they're holding that's so heavy that the entire creation coming together couldn't pick it up, Ya Allah? What will we do, Ya Allah? What will we do, Ya Allah? We turn to you, our forgiving Lord. Forgive us, Ya Allah. We turn to you, our forgiving Lord. Forgive us, Ya Allah. We turn to you, the Lord that revives the dead back to life. Bring our dead hearts back to life. Bring these dead hearts back to life. Oh Allah, take these stones, Ya Allah, and make them into fertilized hearts, Ya Allah. Bring these hearts back to life, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless this masjid, Ya Allah. What place around the world would give a group of foolish, immature youth the ability to plan an i'tikaf, Ya Allah? Oh, who would do that? But they paid for it, they took care of it, so all of us can sit together and remember you, Ya Allah. Bless the masjid, Ya Allah. Bless its supporters, Ya Allah. Bless the board, Ya Allah. Bless the community members, Ya Allah. Bless the personnel, Ya Allah. Bless everyone, Ya Allah. Bless everyone, Ya Allah. We don't need to give labels, just bless everyone, Ya Allah. Bless the children, bless the parents, bless the zani, Ya Allah. Bless the zani with the ability to get out of her zina and his zina, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we turn to you, Ya Allah. We turn to you and we say, Ya Allah, we have nothing, Ya Allah. We have nothing to offer you, Ya Allah, but these empty claims, Ya Allah. They're empty, we admit it, Ya Allah. We repent today, we sin tomorrow. We repent tonight, we'll sin before the morning. We understand that, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, our hearts sit
between your fingers, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, it's in your hands, Ya Allah. We want to do it, Ya Allah. Flip our hearts towards obedience, Ya Allah. Flip our hearts towards obedience, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, I'm flipping my fingers, Ya Allah. It's not taking any focus, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, it's so easy, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, and that's even easier for you, Ya Allah. Because humans, everything's difficult for us. But you are completely free of any hardship, Ya Allah. So flip our hearts, Ya Allah. Flip our hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, put our hearts into, let them drown in obedience, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, how ungrateful have we become, Ya Allah, that we only raise our hands the month of Ramadan. We only stand in the Ahad nights, Ya Allah. We only pray when we're leading the prayer, Ya Allah. We only read Quran when someone's making us read Quran. We only, we only follow Sunnah when people are watching us, Ya Allah. We've done things for people, Ya Allah. We've done shirk after shirk after shirk, Ya Allah. Take away the shirk and grant us shukr, Ya Allah. Take away the shirk and grant us shukr, Ya Allah. Take away the shirk and grant us shukr, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, these eyes, Ya Allah, they don't know how to weep, Ya Allah. They don't know how to weep, Ya Allah. These limbs, Ya Allah, they don't know how to ask, Ya Allah. This tongue doesn't know how to remember, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, I am incapable, Ya Allah. We are incapable, Ya Allah. We are completely incapable, Ya Allah. So we ask you, Ya Allah, not by wasila of anything, Ya Allah. We just turn to you at this moment, Ya Allah. And we say, Oh Allah, you are Allah. There's no Lord but you, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inna kunna min al-zalimeen. Change us, Ya Allah. Guide us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not let this masjid ever be dependent upon anyone's finances, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, fund this masjid, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there are people sitting here, Ya Allah, who are trying to become hafiz of Quran, Ya Allah. There's some students who are trying to finish by the end of this month, Ya Allah. Give them tawfiq to become hafiz of Quran, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there are many people who have asked for dua, Ya Allah. Some people who have people who have passed away, Ya Allah. People who have died who are close to us, Ya Allah. People who are sick who are facing death, Ya Allah. People who are facing physical and mental illness, Ya Allah. People who are going through so many things, Ya Allah. People who came here tonight and they're wondering, what are we crying about? Oh Allah, we're all here in front of you, Ya Allah. We have some needs, Ya Allah. Fulfill those needs for us, Ya Allah. You're the ones who can fulfill our needs, Ya Allah. Forgive those who have passed away and forgive those who are living, Ya Allah. Those who passed away, give them firdaus na hisab. Give those who are living, give them a life indicative of a person who goes to firdaus na any hisab, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we don't just want Jannah, Ya Allah. We don't just want forgiveness, Ya Allah. We want to be your slaves, Ya Allah. We want to spend these days and nights, these moments that we have on this earth, these precious moments, remembering you, Ya Allah. When we go to work, Ya Allah, we want to work for you, Ya Allah. When we go to school, we want to go to school for you, Ya Allah. When we eat, we want to eat for you, Ya Allah. When we sleep, we want to sleep for you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, what is wrong with us, Ya Allah, that we pick up the cell phone, Ya Allah, so quickly, when the call, the phone barely rings, Ya Allah, and we leap at it, Ya Allah. The adhan is exhausted and the iqam is exhausted, and we sit and we say, maybe later. The call of human beings grabs our hearts, the call of the adhan, iqama, and we can't do anything, Ya Allah. Change us, Ya Allah. Revive these dead hearts, Ya Allah. These hearts are dead, Ya Allah. Bring them back to life, Ya Allah. Bring them back to life, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us sincere, Ya Allah. Make us sincere, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there are people here, Ya Allah, who've asked how to have their sins removed, Ya Allah. They've asked how to have the disease of the heart removed, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, just cleanse it for them, Ya Allah. Cleanse it for them, Ya Allah. Let us not go back to the life we used to live, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, your Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, woe be that person that Ramadan concludes and that person does not gain the mercy and your mercy and forgiveness, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if we don't gain your forgiveness, Ya Allah, when what will be of us, Ya Allah? That will be double the loss, Ya Allah. We gained the curse and we lost out on the mercy and forgiveness, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, don't put us in that state, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, please forgive us, Ya Allah. Have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us your Jannah, Ya Allah. Grant us protection from any and every torment, Ya Allah. Protect us from Dajjal, Ya Allah. And protect us from Dajjal and all the fitna of the end of time, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless our wives, Ya Allah. They have sacrificed, and our mothers, and anyone else who sacrificed, let us be here, Ya Allah. I know my wife 3 times and I have had to take my daughter to the emergency room, Ya Allah. And she still tells me not to come back, Ya Allah. And we're so ungrateful, Ya Allah. If we want something cooked, we tell them, can you go cook it for us? They are sacrificing so we can sit in your house and worship you, Ya Allah. So, oh Allah, take any reward that is accumulated, Ya Allah. Multiply an infinite amount and place it in the good deeds, Ya Allah. And not only the rewards, Ya Allah, any spiritual progress, Ya Allah. Compile that together, Ya Allah. Multiply an infinite rewards, Ya Allah. And place it in their scales and in their hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let us progress as families, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect the family system here, Ya Allah. Do not let us lean towards destroying the family system, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, fill this masjid, Ya Allah. Fill this masjid, Ya Allah.
Allah. Do not let us be a sign of the Day of Judgment where the masajid are ornamented but there's emptiness there, Ya Allah. Fill it and make us people of substance, Ya Allah. Make us people of substance, Ya Allah. Stop the fights. Stop the argumentations, Ya Allah. Please, Ya Allah. And oh Allah, help the Muslims around the world, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there's so much we want to ask, Ya Allah. There's so much we want to ask, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, you are our Lord, Ya Allah. You know what's in our hearts, Ya Allah. And we want to stand and pray to you as well, Ya Allah. So whatever is our hearts, Ya Allah, grant it for us, Ya Allah. Grant it for us, Ya Allah. Grant it for us, Ya Allah. Forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Bless our parents, Ya Allah. Let us be subservient to our parents, Ya Allah. Let us do khidmah to them, Ya Allah. Even if they wronged us, Ya Allah, let us still love them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, and grant them for those that any hisab. If they passed away, Ya Allah, grant them that reward, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let us be people who love our siblings, who love our children, who love everyone, Ya Allah, and we bring them to you, Ya Allah. Let us be walking examples of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we tie the turbans, Ya Allah. We grow the beards, Ya Allah. We wear white, Ya Allah. We even put the khirqa over the shoulder, Ya Allah, and in front of us when we pray, Ya Allah. On the body, we look like we're someone special. On the inside, we're absolutely empty, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, fill us, Ya Allah, with iman, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with iman, Ya Allah. Fill our limbs with ihsan, Ya Allah. Fill our tongues, Ya Allah, with shukr of you, Ya Allah. Fill our eyes with restraint from that which you hate, and guidance and love for that which you love, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, those individuals going through personal sins, Ya Allah, remove it from them, Ya Allah. Remove it such that they don't even remember the sin anymore. They don't remember the taste and enjoyment of sin, Ya Allah. They don't remember the ecstasy that came with it. They don't remember anything of that sin. Remove the traces and effects of that sin, Ya Allah. Those of us who are fighting the demons that we're fighting, Ya Allah, keep veiling them, Ya Allah. You're so merciful, Ya Allah. We're so embarrassed that if someone sees them, yet we're so foolish, Ya Allah, that you see it and there's no remorse. Let us have that remorse, Ya Allah. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Oh Allah, anyone has asked for dua, grant it for them, and grant us what your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought from you, Ya Allah. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.